like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
President Trump at 9 or thereabouts. Jason Key's first show here. Will you come back tomorrow? I mean, what do you think so far?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I was a little bit worried about it.
And now you've seen how lame my operation is, and you say I can fit into this
now
thing
listen,
anytime.
I screwed it up while you were gone. I forgot to push the button.
Oh, you didn't turn your own microphone on?
Yes.
Carm,
listen,
Carm, you're making a note, right, of these errors?
I was paying attention. It was embarrassing, but it was a nice recovery all at the same time, Steve.
Do you know how many times Steve forgets to press the button?
Right. It usually has to be flashing that says, push this button, Steve. Steve, how will the 9 o'clock situation work when the president's rarely on time?
Well, that's it in a nutshell, Steve. We don't know if the president's going to be on time or not, but 9 o'clock is the time that we've been given, and so we're going to plan to do that right at the top at 9 o'clock. If he's not there at 9 o'clock, we'll do our regular newscast and then join him as soon as he begins speaking. But we fully expect the president to be on time right at 9 o'clock.
And you will get a high sign from ABC News to let us know.
I will, yes.
All right. Joining us in the studio is Laura Frevoletti and Razia Hutchins, both from Allstate, and both here to talk about We Day. Let me start with you, Laura. What is exactly your fancy title?
Oh, my fancy title is Senior Program Officer with the Allstate Foundation.
So you've been involved with We Day since the beginning, then?
We have. I have 6 years now. We've been partnering with We Charity, which is one of the most wonderful organizations in the world, empowering children in the United States in Chicago. 225,000 kids are involved in Chicago in their programs.
And I've congratulated the boss many times for...
You mean Mr. Tom Wilson?
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
For having the great wisdom with all the things you guys get pitched, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, if you need help from a corporation, why wouldn't you ask Allstate for some help? But from all the different places that you could choose to help, this being one of the main thrusts that you guys put forth every year, and it's a good one because you take all the energy of these kids and you actually channel it.
It is a great one, and we focus on service learning, which is volunteering attached to very specific lesson and curriculum objectives, and then pair that with social and emotional learning skills. That's a new one maybe for you, Steve. SEL skills.
Believe me. Yeah, SEL skills. Nobody needs more emotional learning than I do.
Those are things that we do every day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's part of the reason that Allstate's a success. It is, which brings me to you, Razia. Razia Hutchins, you are part of a leadership program that I think is fairly new. Am I right about that?
It's about... Eight or nine years old. It's the Leadership Development Program at Allstate. So basically, they take new graduates.
Get right into that microphone for me.
Okay.
Just so we can hear
they take new graduates,
yeah,
and they put them in a three-year rotational program. And throughout the 3 years, you travel around through different departments that align with your interests. So yeah.
It's like an internship on steroids. I mean, it's like, you know, you come in and you're going to get a little bit of everything, but you're going to be powering through the day.
Yeah, some people go from marketing to the law department. So
do you know what you want to do?
No.
Still to be determined.
To be determined.
But it's a smart way to go about it because it combines the strengths and skills that you have with the interests you'll develop, and eventually you find the spot that, you know, you're going to make Tom most happy in.
Yeah, and you take a little bit of something from each department. So
now, Gene, do you know about We Day?
Yes, I do. It's a big deal here.
It's a very big deal, and I believe when you were with ABC, ran the special, didn't they?
Yeah, I had to do some field reporting on that a couple of times.
As a matter of fact, they're the station this year as well.
All right, so talk about when that's happening.
Oh, I will. This Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time on ABC. It's a one-hour special, no commercials. And people will see stories of youth doing just amazing things to help their communities, help their families, help their peers. And that's how we met Razia, actually.
And Razia, did you know this? You'd be swept up in the success of this? Is this something you looked to do, or you just thought We Day was a cool thing?
No. So actually, my high school, we came up with the I Am for Peace March, which was really popular in Chicago and is still going. They recently just had a march, and it's basically for our peers. We're talking to each other. We want to let them know that we want to end gun violence in Chicago. You know, when I was in high school, it seemed like every day we would come into school and someone's cousin or friend had been gunned down the night before, and it really started to affect our learning environment.
No question.
And we had gained this sense of hopelessness and helplessness. So that's when the I Am For Peace March started, and then We Day somehow got their hands on it because it was a whole documentary on it. It was really popular.
Weren't you on the first special?
Yes.
Right? In 2015,
yes. She was, yes.
Yeah.
We typically share three stories of young people, like Razia, addressing very serious issues, gun violence, homelessness, LGBTQ issues, and they're standing up, supporting themselves, supporting others, and really making a difference.
You know, the other thing is that I find interesting about this, G, is, you know, to get to a celebrity, to get them to experience something, and therefore proselytize about it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You have to get through a whole legion of protectors of those folks. So the fact that Neil Patrick Harris and Chance and Selena Gomez and Natalie Portman and Meghan Trainor and people like that are already on board and preaching it, that's pretty special.
It's very special. And they donate their time.
And they're going to be on Friday, right? On the
They'll
special?
Be on Friday. Eddie Vedder, who is an Evanston native from Pearl Jam, will be on.
Yeah, slight Cub fan, too.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
But you know what, Steve? The real celebrities are folks like Razia, who are giving back to the community. It's pretty incredible, all the work that you did. And then, can you tell us how the program changed you? Like, what are you, how are you applying what you've learned to your job now?
I will say that it has definitely taught me that just because, you know, you can't see change in an instant does not mean that you are not making a difference in someone's life. And that's what I would encourage all social young activists to believe, that, you know, you can make a change. Even if you don't see it tomorrow or the next week, you are still creating a positive effect in someone's life. You never know who's watching.
And that's pretty impressive. Because there's a certain patience that doesn't go with your age. That it's very, very, it's a very mature thing that you recognize that.
Thank you.
So the other piece of that, though, is the social media part, right? It's not enough just to be online and to Instagram something out. You've got to actually get involved.
Yeah, and that's been a really big topic amongst my generation because we have a lot of social media activists. But then it's like, okay, what are you doing past that? You know, we could make a post about something, but what are we doing? You know, are we going to get in the streets? Are we going to donate our time? What's our next step?
One extension of what happened this weekend, right? I mean, thoughts and prayers are a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
It's definitely not enough. But it's a lot that plays into it as far as policy and, you know, just volunteering and different things within the school system that could change. So,
Laura, where do the kids come from?
The kids come from all over, Chicago Public Schools, the suburbs, all throughout Illinois.
Do the schools ask to be involved? Do you ask the schools? How does that work?
We do both. The schools ask to be involved. The We Day special, when they see all that great activity going on, educators are saying, where do we sign up? And sign up is free. They can go to allstatefoundation.org/empoweryouth and find all kinds of resources for educators, for families, for youth. We.org is where a plethora of information is for youth and for teachers.
And it starts today, tomorrow, yesterday, because there's schools already who are developing projects for when the kids come back in the fall, right?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, do the kids generate the ideas and then the school helps them decide which one they're going to pursue?
You know, the kids generate the ideas. I've seen some amazing workshops where kids identify the different issues in their communities, like Razia said, gun violence, suicide. And it's just amazing to hear kids come up with these issues they want to address, and then they create a volunteer project to address the situation.
Gee, were you at We Day?
I was at one We Day.
We're going to change that. You're invited.
Apparently, you and I are both going.
Yeah, yes. Good. That'll be great.
Yeah, and I told Tom, I said, can I headline? And he said, don't call me anymore.
I mean, are we going to perform? What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I think performing sounds good. Yeah,
what can listeners do to help out?
Listeners first can watch the We Day broadcast. I'll say
when is that? You haven't had a chance to mention it.
I'll
when is
say
it again?
It. Yes, it's Friday night, ABC, 7:00 p.m.
Okay,
look for We Day.
And what else can listeners do?
Listeners can go to Allstate Foundation and find free resources for themselves, for families. There's a We Families kit where families can get ideas on what to do. And we.org is where you find all kinds of resources,
Laura,
programs.
Laura Frivoletti is a senior program officer at the Allstate Foundation, and her job is strategic philanthropy, amongst other fancy words.
Yes.
So, Razia, any kids on the fence about this? I don't know if I want to do it. What do you say to them?
I would say keep pushing. Have that patience within yourself, because there are going to be a lot of naysayers, but you have to have that self-confidence.
And get in.
Yeah.
Just get in.
Yeah,
it's a great way
today.
To hang with your friends, meet your friends, but it's a great way to do change the world.
Yeah. Why wait when
why wait
for tomorrow when you can start today?
See, that's why you've got a gig. Right? That's what I'm saying. Last word. Allstate is allstatefoundation.org?
Yes, correct.
Allstatefoundation.org. And watch the show.
Please watch the show. Be inspired.
Friday night, what time?
7 p.m.
And what? On ABC? You familiar with ABC?
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah, on ABC 7. Thank you guys for coming over. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.